Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With his biggest scoring game since opening night, Lauri Markkanen helps the Bulls pull away from the Pistons.
Carter, and they go to Levine in front. Three ball up. Got it. Count it foul. Markkanen with a three ball and a foul on Drummond.
Chuck Swirsky, 670 to score. The Bulls up just 4 points at halftime, outscore Detroit 50-34 in the second half, winning by 20 at home, 109-89. Markkanen winds up hitting 7 of his 14 shots for 24 points. Shaquille Harrison adds 15 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. Harrison was making a spot start for injured Otto Porter and Chandler Hutchison, impressing head coach Jim Boylan.
Shaq's a real pro, stays ready. You know, Tom Izzo has a saying, you know, PP, TPW, you know, players play, tough players win, and, you know, Shaq's a tough, tough kid, so he did a heck of a job for us.
PPTPW, maybe on Boylan's license plate. Harrison played a total of 12 minutes all season until 26 minutes last night. 109-89 Bulls, they snap a three-game losing streak. Derrick Rose put up a team-high 18 for the Pistons with 2 assists, 3 turnovers off Detroit's bench. And the 5-10 Bulls have won 2 of those 5 against Detroit this season. Practice midday for Miami. In town tomorrow, Jimmy Butler returns to town. And so does Miami's Duncan Robinson, who hit 9 3-pointers in a Heat win over Cleveland last night, 124-100. The second-year guard Robinson at 29 points, and he's at the UC tomorrow. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 33, in Milwaukee's 5th straight win over Atlanta, 135-127. In overtime, the Clippers, with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard playing together for the first time, beat Boston, 107-104. George, 25, Leonard, 17. Dallas flattens Golden State 142-94. Luka Doncic, 35 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists in just 25 minutes. Doncic's league-high 7th triple-double. Denver snaps Houston's 8-game winning streak despite 27 from James Harden. Nikola Jokic had his 27 with 12 boards as the Nuggets beat the Rockets 105-95. Ben Simmons of Philly is 9-0 against the Knicks all-time, 18 points, 13 assists, including his first 3 of his career. First 3-pointer, Simmons and the Sixers beat the Knicks 109-104. Signs point to Mitch Trubisky getting back under center Sunday for the Bears when they host the New York Giants.
Matt Nagy is monitoring Mitch Trubisky closely even after his quarterback made it through the first practice of the week.
He's had an interesting and a difficult season when it comes to that kind of stuff. Besides the just football part with us, right? He's had the injury. Well, that's frustrating as a player. Forget what position you are. That's a frustrating time as a player because you want to be out there for your teammates. And so mentally, I think considering everything that he's going through and you throw a couple injuries into it, he's done a pretty good job.
Nagy wants him to be on the field because over the last couple of games, he says he's playing the position better with better throws and decision-making. At Hallis Hall, Jeff Joniak, News Radio 105.9 FM.
So Trubisky will practice again today, improving on that hip injury. Practice kicks off around 1 o'clock. You get exclusive live coverage of Bears-Giants from Soldier Field starting at 9 a.m. Sunday on WBBM and the updated Radio.com app with Rewind, Pause, and Rewind live radio. The Bears are a 6-point favorite. Tackle Bobby Massey worked out yesterday. He left Sunday night's loss in L.A. with a back injury. Massey and the Bears have promoted pass-catching tight end Jesper Horsted to the active roster. Horsted is a rookie from Princeton and could debut Sunday. Colts, Texans, Indianapolis at Houston on Thursday Night Football. First place in the AFC South on the line. The Texans are a 3.5-point favorite over the Colts. Loyola beat IUPUI 85-62, Lucas Williamson 22 for the 3-2 Ramblers. Illinois improves to 4-1, beating Citadel 85-57. Kofi Coburn, 18 points, 17 rebounds. Ayu Dosunmu and Georgie Bajanashvili, 16 each. Chicago State's up to 3-3, flattening D3 North Park 79-66. Northern Illinois' Eugene German scores 26, and the Huskies win over Western Illinois 86-81. German had 6 rebounds, 6 assists as well. Numbers 2, 5, and 16, Louisville, North Carolina, and Memphis, all winners. And the Blackhawks' Patrick Kane's on a 10-game point streak, but the team's coming off their first loss in a while, the 4-game winning streak ending just the other night. They'll host Tampa this evening. Last year, the Lightning fired an NHL record 33 shots in the second period at the Hawks, winning at the UC 6-3. It was a few games before longtime coach Joel Quenneville was fired. Hawks Lightning in town tonight. The Wolves skate AHL style at Cleveland. With sports at 16 and 46 past each hour, I'm the home of the Bears. I'm Josh Liss, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.